My name is Al Whitney.
And my name is Ingrid Castle.
Welcome to In Defense of Humanity on this 30th day of July, 2016.
Our program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species.
Well, accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business is built upon,
is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet.
Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require
that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women.
Much of the information we discuss on our show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. After the show, links to the material we discussed on the program will be posted on the IDH program links page.
And if you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page that's listed at the top of the Anti-Corruption Society homepage.
Well, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about, actually we're probably going to talk a lot about, the physician-patient relationship and a story that came out of California, came across my desk this week, about a father who took his daughter to see a pediatrician in California. And one of the papers that he was given to sign, you know how when you go to see a physician, there's a mountain of papers they want you to fill out and sign. The last one was an immunization contract. Now, I'm going to tell you about what this thing said. It wasn't long. There isn't a lot of terms and conditions, but it's pretty lethal. And if you look close at it, we're going to talk about what is actually in this contract. At the top of the contract, it's a one-pager. It says immunization contract. By signing below, I am agreeing to give, and then there's a place to write in the child's name, all recommended childhood immunizations, and follow the recommended immunization schedule as follows. Then there is a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 items on there and different ages that this pediatrician expects that vaccination to be administered. And the list does include Gardasil, the series of 3, 10 years and older. Then there's a final killer sentence at the end. If I choose not to follow the above immunization schedule, I understand that I will not be seen in the office today and will need to locate a new physician for my child. Then there is a place for the father to sign, and there's a date on this little contract, and the address of the physician is at the very bottom. So this physician was making this contract, he was inserting this contract into his terms of service. And he is telling the father right there, I won't see you today if you don't agree to this vaccination contract and this schedule. Now, what was so interesting about this, the article came to my attention. It was written by a blogger. I don't know if you're familiar with this blogger. I was not, Ingrid. JeffreyJackson.com blog.
And no, he is... Jeffrey Jackson, I thought.
J-A-X-E-N.
J-A-X-E-N, yeah. Yeah, he was the one who kind of blew the whistle on that.
Yeah, I mean, do you know anything about this guy before? No?
It's run across my desk. He's pretty hot on this issue for sure.
Oh, okay. So he writes a lot about it. Okay.
Yes.
Well, this prompted me to look closer at it. I'm going to read a paragraph, an excerpt from his article to kind of lay out the scenario that took place. Excuse me, between the physician and the father. And this is Jeffrey Jackson's word. I'm going to quote from him exactly. It was a day like any other at the Carmichael, California practice of Matthew T. Cohan, M.D. A father entered the waiting room with his daughter by his side. The daughter, a new patient, was experiencing upper respiratory congestion. Before she could be seen, standard new patient paperwork needed to be filled out. However, on the final page of the paperwork, the office required new documentation to be completed before the patient would be seen. And that's when, on this article, he posts this immunization contract. He goes on to give you a little more details about the motivation behind why this physician would do this. But before we get to that, I checked with my husband on this, and he said it would be unlikely most good physicians would give an immunization when the child is brought in for an illness anyway. But then when I queried him a little further, I said, now, can we say that's true of all physicians? Do all physicians not vaccinate when the child's ill? And he said, probably not. And I think we all know that probably most do. They don't take into consideration the fact that the child is ill. So this doctor, if the father had gone back in the room, sadly, he signed the document. It's hard to say whether the physician would have inoculated the child that day. However, he had to sign this agreement prior to seeing the doctor. So if he didn't sign the agreement, you go into now the category of denial of care. And that is an issue, believe it or not. Denial of care is an issue, although a private physician has a right to deny you care. However, if the father chose to take the child to the emergency department, they do not have the right to deny care. So now I want to talk a little about what would motivate a pediatrician to deny care to a child whose parent prefers not to vaccinate per the CDC schedule, outside of the fact that the doctor is grossly ignorant of the nature of the CDC itself. So, well, Ingrid and I both agreed the child shouldn't be vaccinated, but this doctor was not only demanding vaccination, he was demanding that these vaccines be given per this particular schedule. So he wasn't even making room for a parent to come in and say, I don't want the child to receive three vaccines in one day, I want it stretched out. He was demanding that that particular schedule be followed, and no deviation, basically. So what would motivate him? Well, looking into this from how physicians are being pressured, there is both a carrot and a stick in place when it comes to physicians and vaccines. And I believe Ingrid brought up, she brought it up in a conversation with me. I'm not sure she brought it up on the program. Blue Care Network in California and their bonuses that they have. Now, that's where the carrot lies. And this is what the blogger, Jeffrey Jackson, put in his article. According to Blue Care Network, a medical provider...
I'm sorry, isn't it Blue Cross Blue Shield? I thought it was Blue Cross Blue Shield, wasn't it?
He put Blue Care
in his article.
And that's probably part of Blue Cross Blue Shield. They have different little, you know, names that they use in different states.
Okay.
It's probably the same thing. A medical provider could receive $225 per service achieved in the category of childhood immunization combo 2. There is an additional bonus of $125 if the service falls under the well child visit. The well child visit is nothing more than a Center for Disease Control and Prevention creation, and it is part of a sponsored vaccine tracking session. The provider-initiated appointment is to track each child's immunization status, which is then transferred, typically outside of the parent's awareness and consent, to the home state individual immunization tracking system. So in that one paragraph, you get evidence of both the carrot and the stick. Because the people, I don't know, there may be people who are not aware that public health employees check on vaccination records for physicians. They've been doing this for years, going into offices and going through the records. Now that they've moved to electronic records, it is much easier. In fact, it's completely, it's almost unavoidable for a physician, because this all gets put into the computer, and now they're tracking not only the child's vaccination record, they're also tracking what we can call the physician's compliance. And people don't put that part into the formula, but that is part of the formula. Because if a physician lets too many parents say no to vaccines, and they've got children in these records that are not vaccinated, then that will raise a red flag to the public health people, and they will start tracking the physician even closer, and at some point they will turn his name over to the state medical board, and we have evidence those two people communicate, and then he can be disciplined. Now, what kind of discipline he gets, I don't know yet. I don't know that they're taking away licenses at this point, but that's a possibility in the future. Don't you think, Ingrid?
Well, they're wanting to haul people before the licensing board, and they've done this. They did this years ago. That was with our case. This has been an ongoing practice for doctors that will give exemptions to children in their practice. So, this was done. What, my nephew is 38 now, and when he was 3 years old.
Yeah, well, that's an exemption.
I mean, that was a long time ago, but that wasn't even like, no, that was refusing a vaccine in an emergency room.
Oh, I thought it was exemptions.
No, it wasn't. It was actually refusing a vaccine in an emergency room alerted CPS in Virginia, and that was the foundation for Walling's book, Immunization, the Reality Behind the Myth. But these days...
Well, wait, you brought that up. Was the doctor disciplined?
No, the doctor in the court case was disciplined. He actually had his license threatened because we prevailed in court. With Tom Finn was our attorney pro bono, and we prevailed in court. And the doctor, it was our doctor said that it would, if it was a violation of the parents' will, in other words, if it was against what the parents believed to be good for the child, then it would be a violation of the child's will. You know, it would be more harmful than beneficial. You know.
So why was he disciplined?
He was disciplined because that wasn't a good enough. Anyway, his license was threatened because it was basically a lot of his testimony is what prevailed. You know, was the reason we prevailed against the state. It was the state of Virginia that was trying to take custody of my nephew at the time. This is back in 1982. So, I mean, we're talking years ago, but the point is it's ramped up quite a bit since then.
Well, yeah, and now it's considered standard of care. We did a whole program on the whole topic of standard of care and evidence-based medicine, and one of the five things that they put in there now that's in all the insurances, it's in all the Obamacare program, blah, blah, blah. The state medical board has copies of this, is vaccination. It is now considered standard of care. So if a physician elects to respect the parent's wishes and vaccinate differently than recommended by the CDC or accepts their refusal, then, again, his name comes up.
Yeah.
And they do keep the statistics. So I know there were a lot of people who were interested in having physicians write medical excuses, but we found out that, well, all they're going to do is track them.
Right.
That's not just going to be, you know, oh, okay, this doctor said there's a medical reason. Okay. They're going to track them, and they probably will discipline them. I don't think that's an answer. Do you?
No, I know Dr. Kelly Sutton in California, she's offering a blood test for measuring both the titers, you know, how much antibodies do a certain thing, you know, there. measuring in the blood. But the other thing she's testing for the medical exemption, is to the, and I don't know how to pronounce it, but they call it the MTHFR gene. And anyhow, it's a lot of people seem to have this genetic predisposition to vaccine damage, and there's been a lot of studies on this, that all these damaged people tend to have this genetic makeup, and they call it the MTHFR gene. Anyway, she has a test, and parents can pay $199 to be tested, and if they test positive, then she will write a medical exemption.
And that's what, now, have doing. They accepted this theory?
She's willing to stand it up in court, and I know there's a bunch of people going to the medical board, you know, with this kind of information. So, well, it, you know, it all remains to be seen.
Yeah, it does. Because standing up in court, and people don't understand this, a lot of people don't understand this. The best one to understand it is Jonathan Emory. He wrote a book about it. Standing up in court, when you're challenging an agency position or agency science or lack thereof, is extremely difficult. It's, if not impossible. It is always presumed that the agency science is supersedes any other consideration. Sadly.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, Tim Bolin, you know, just came out with an article regarding the lawsuit against SB277, and the state just responded with a 110-page brief that sounded like it was written by Paul Offit, and so he's countering it, but. They're pretty desperate. The second paragraph says, moreover, an injunction against the enforcement of the statute in this case would immediately expose millions of California school children and other at-risk individuals to an increased threat of contracting potentially fatal communicable diseases. And, you know, it's pretty shocking because, you know, he goes into all the basic facts, you know, of the matter, that there are 49 other states that do not have such a law, and their children are all healthy. There are 196 countries on 7 continents, and none of which have enacted such a vaccine law, and no California adults have all of these, you know, made-in-China vaccines injected into them, and those adults are very much in contact with vaccinated children. All of those adults are healthy. I mean, it goes on and on. You know, I mean, there's no science. They can't really back it up. But none of that seems to matter.
That's correct. That is absolutely correct. And that's
the issue. I mean, he can point up all of this ridiculous stuff and how asinine the statement is. But for them, the bottom line is money. It's a corporation. And you're absolutely right about that.
Yeah, and they will not allow their science to be challenged. And they have been able to, because again, their federal courts, their federal agencies are all part of this system. And I know that from Dr. Yamianis, and I'm sure I didn't pronounce his name right, Ingrid. Do you remember how to pronounce his name?
Yamianis.
Oh, good, right. I got it right. Okay.
You actually did get it right. I know, it's a very long Greek name, and I don't know anyone that's pronounced it as good as you, frankly.
Well, when Dr. Yamianis won in a Pennsylvania court on the water fluoridation issue, we'll finish up on that, and Dr. Yamianis after the break.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Talking about this immunization contract that a pediatrician offered a father who brought in his sick daughter, and basically it was the terms of denial of service. And when we went to break, I was talking about Dr. Yamianis. Dr. Yamianis was brilliant. He was here, and initially he was here in Columbus, and I know Ingrid had an opportunity to meet him, and fluoride was his issue, and he did a lot of research exposing the horrific health effects of fluoride, of water fluoridation. He actually, brilliant man, and he won a case. He got a good lawyer. He went into Pennsylvania, and they won a case proving that fluoride was detrimental, and the judge agreed with him, and the judge found that the water should be removed, the fluoride should be removed. I don't have the details of that case, so I don't know if it was removed locally in that one area or removed throughout the state. Somehow I got the impression it was throughout the state. But what happened then is the federal corporation came in and said to the state, you cannot overrule agency policy, period. Mm-hmm. They are superior. So if the CDC says they're safe and effective, you are probably not going to find a judge in the country who will stand up on behalf of these parents and these plaintiffs in this SB 277 case. I doubt very much you're going to find anybody willing to do that. One of the reasons is all of the agency network is coming from the permanent state of national emergency. The whole network was built on the permanent state of national emergency. So the judges would have to fight an agency. They would have to challenge that state, permanent state of national emergency. Correct. That's probably what these lawyers in California don't get, mm-hmm. that those agencies, their power and authority supersedes any local judge. And we talk a lot about that, and I know a lot of people, they don't know about SB 277, which is a Senate report from 1973. You can find it on the internet. It's all over the place. It's on our website on the source document page. When you realize that that's what we're under is the state of emergency, which is giving the power and authority to these agencies because we've got an emergency. And I don't know why lawyers don't get that. But anyway, these lawyers are probably going to learn the hard way. I would absolutely be shocked if they win. They're also using the constitutional argument. You don't win in their courts with a constitutional argument because they're not constitutional courts. So they don't seem to get that either. And a lot of attorneys, I just listened to an attorney this week who finally woke up in 2003 when he got a judicial decision back. And it completely discounted his entire constitutional argument. And he realized that the Constitution was not the law of the land. And he was shocked. He said he was stunned for days because it was right there in his face.
Yeah, I don't think you said real clearly it's Senate Report 93549 because it sounded like you said Senate Report SB 27. I'm sorry, it didn't come out real
clear.
Okay, well,
I just wanted
to make sure to repeat it, 93549, and it's at the anticorruptionsociety.com page under source documents. And it is, everyone needs to read that because that is exactly the case when people are just befuddled why there's so much corruption, it's rampant, and why we have no justice in these courts, and why these, you know, we can throw all kinds of money at lawyers and lawyer groups to try to fix the problem. And it's going to go nowhere. It's because we need to get out of the permanent state of emergency. And even Melvin Stamper addressed that.
Right. Right. And if we can't get out of it for now, we need to. The next best thing is to understand it's all UCC. And that's what I'm going to talk about next. They brought in the Universal Commercial Code. We've talked about this on the show. It's in Melvin Stamper's book. In the 50s and 60s, and that is what is in these courtrooms, UCC, statutory law. That means the statutes that the legislature passes are enforced in their statutory courts.
That's right. Well, please stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity. We're discussing many issues, but some of these horrible adhesion contracts that people are facing.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Of humanity. Tonight we're talking about an immunization contract, and we already talked a little bit about how the doctor is being boxed in. He's got the carrot, which is the reward, you know, the bonuses for fully vaccinating all his patients, but then he's got the stick. If he starts to let too many people say no to the vaccines or alter the vaccination schedule, he comes under the attention of public health, who has an intimate connection with the state medical board, the licensure board. So he's boxed in. We do have a way to help him and us as well, and it may be the only way to free him from that box and to free us and give us the power that we need to say no. But let's look at this contract, and I think people need to understand. One of the first things people need to understand is that healthcare is a commercial activity. Most of my life, I didn't ever think of healthcare as commerce, but indeed it is. It is commerce. It is polluted with contracts, and trust me, they plan on enforcing those contracts on you, even though you don't know you're signing them when you go to the physician's office or the medical health care facility. But as the agreement that Jeffrey posted of Matthew Cohen, as that agreement appears, agreement or contract, there's no evidence of exigent circumstances, such as the fact the daughter was ill. Nowhere on that contract does it indicate that the daughter was ill, nor does the document state that the father will be provided with the package insert prior to each injection. Should the father ask and receive the package insert, which would be a lot closer to full disclosure, prior to permitting his daughter be vaccinated, the agreement has no opt-out provision if the parent thinks that the risks of the vaccine outweigh the supposed benefits. Also missing in that document is the real elephant in the room, the fact that the physician, his staff, the CDC, and the vaccine manufacturer are all exempt from liability should the vaccine harm the child, make the child ill, or even cause the child's death. According to the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986, this pediatrician is obligated to provide information regarding the risks, and there are many, and benefits of each vaccine to the parent before administering it. I believe this was intended to allow the parent to make an informed decision as to whether or not his son or his daughter would be vaccinated. But on the face of this contract, there's no mention of that. And here's the kicker that I'd like everybody to wake up to. I learned this the hard way. The contract supersedes informed consent legal requirement. Because why? Because the parent agreed. Once you call it a contract and sign it, that's it. So that doctor is not making any room for the parent to ask for the package insert, read it, and then say, I don't think the benefits outweigh the risks. And actually, he is in violation of the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act just by not including that. He's screwing around with law when he shouldn't be. Okay, but what I really wanted to get to the fact that this document is a perfect example of a presumptive adhesion contract. The presumption is that the parent is fully aware of all the things that we just talked about, like liability, vaccine risks, etc., and accepts the physician's terms for denial of service. That's a huge presumption, but that's what a presumptive adhesion contract is. Mitigating circumstances such as the daughter's illness are nowhere on the contract, nor does the contract indicate should the child be ill when the vaccines are scheduled to be administered, the child shouldn't receive the vaccine. The contract doesn't indicate that either. So unless the parent makes a notation such as under duress, the issue of coercion will not be a consideration in the future relationship between the parent and the physician. That's what I'm hoping people will remember. Nowhere on this one piece of paper do you see the child was sick, the father was desperate, this was coercion. He was coerced into signing this. The father probably was making presumptions that he would have rights later on in their relationship. Those presumptions were false. That contract will allow the physician to deny service under any and all circumstances should the father deviate from the immunization contract. The adhesion is that either the parent agrees to inflict the recommended vaccines or the child will not get medical care. That means you adhere to my terms. That's, you know, and some people call that, and rightly so, I've even seen a law review article that refers to it as a take it or leave it contract. Mm-hmm. Now, bar attorneys have made adhesion contract commonplace in today's world. They can be thought of as take it or leave it deals with no room for the weaker party. In this case, that would be the parent to negotiate more favorable terms. While most people think that this is more evidence that healthcare is a commercial enterprise. When you look at the document, the father was asked to identify himself as the parent guardian at the bottom. And I read that, and I don't know how many people noticed. The letter parent was capitalized, and so was the letter guardian. Parent guardian is a legal term in UCC. It is not the same thing as mother or father. It is the legal term for the straw man role that a mother and father play in this commercial system. The child's name was to be written on the line, and underneath the line, the word patient with a capital P was there. Now, patient is never capitalized. Why would you capitalize patient, parent, and guardian? And that is because those terms do not mean what you and I think they mean. They are legalese for the role the individual or the living man or woman is playing in this commercial game. So, the contract that he signed, which is UCC, puts him in that world of commercial contract law. And that world is not constitutional, nothing about it. And it's not common law, nothing about it. And it's not common sense. So he has just gone into, by signing that, and I doubt the physician even understands that, he has just agreed to wear a commercial hat and to make his daughter a straw man and himself a straw man. He has agreed to essentially accept Dr. Cohen's condition of denial of service as it stands. Now, we've talked about the fact that he could revoke it within 3 days, but most people don't realize that. So what else could the father have done? After giving this a lot of thought and talking to quite a few people, this is what we think we would have done. Now that we've seen that this problem is out there, the easiest way for an informed father to have handled this would have been to draw a line through the term patient with a capital P and write in the word daughter with a small d. Draw a line through the term parent guardian and write in father with a small f. And write without prejudice UCC 1-307 above his signature. If the physician's office refused the father's counteroffer, he should then have left and taken his daughter to an urgent care facility or an emergency room. By correcting his and his daughter's legal character and restricting his signature, the father would have taken this unconscionable contract out of maritime UCC jurisdiction and placed it into common law jurisdiction. In common law jurisdiction, the contract would not be enforceable unless both parties reached a mutual informed agreement. Common law contracts with undisclosed terms or presumptions, as we just talked about, are not enforceable. Sadly, UCC commercial contracts are. And in case you missed the show, we did a show on that. I wrote down June 16th, and we focused on a wonderful article that appeared in Louisiana Law Review explaining presumptions and adhesion contracts. So if you go to IDH Programs links page and you scroll down to June 16th, you can hear the program. There will be a link there. And in addition, there's a link to that law review article. So when you read that, I think you'll understand what we're talking about when it comes to presumptive adhesion contracts. And they're everywhere. I was going to tell Ingrid, I got one in the mail 2 days ago, and it just blew me off my chair. I mean, my husband and I, our mouth went open. We have internet cable service from WOW, Wide Open West. And they sent us a a long piece of paper with terms and conditions, annual subscriber notice, and terms of service. Okay, Ingrid, each page is about 3.5 by 7, okay? Mm-hmm. There are 20 pages, both just filled, and the font is like 6.
Tiny, oh, yeah.
Tiny, tiny font. 20 pages. And the one thing that stuck out was, if you send us your next check, that means you have accepted our new terms and conditions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That, That's called novation, and maybe we'll do a show on novation. But so you look at this, and you have to really, are you going to accept it? You're going to read it? Can you read it? And if you could read it, could you understand it? See, I was so angry when I saw this. I said to my husband, you know, if I had unlimited money, I would go hire an attorney and I would pay the guy to translate this into language that common folk can understand. Now, that would take forever because this is more than 15,000 words. And then I would send the bill to WOW. Do people getting that these lawyers have done this to us, Ingrid? Do you think people are getting this?
I hope so.
This isn't a guy with an MBA who put this document together. I hope everybody gets that. This is not an MBA guy or a CEO guy or a guy who understands cable industry. These are bar attorneys who've done this.
Absolutely.
And this is the anytime you see this junk in your mail, you bet your bippy there's a bar attorney on the other end of it.
Right.
No one else can write it. And it's all in legalese. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, this to see this father get hit with this again, adhesion, a presumptive adhesion contract that Stamper talks about in his book. Mm-hmm. And he is completely clueless, right? All he understands is that the doctor won't see his daughter unless he agrees to let him vaccinate her. Mm-hmm. And that
at this point, he believes that the doctor has his daughter's best interest in, you know, helping her get well. He's
realized
that's not the case.
There's another presumption, right?
Right.
That's probably even bigger.
Right.
Well, I mean, I don't know why I'm the only one outraged. I swear to God. I mean, although my family is, I'm showing this stuff to my family, and they're getting pretty outraged, because once somebody shows you this and explains to you why this is so outrageous, this doesn't take people much thinking to get. Mm-hmm. You know? And most people say, I know, well, I wasn't going to read all that. And then you say to them, but if you didn't read all of that, what do you think you're agreeing to?
Right.
Do you have any idea what change they're making to your service? Are they going to bring in cameras in your WOW cable box? I mean, what do you have any idea what they're
right.
doing?
I mean, they could have a contract with the NSA, you know?
Yes. Oh, my gosh, yes. And you bet your bippy if you send them that check, they're going to say, but you agreed.
Yep.
And ignorance, and here's the problem. This unfortunate scenario clearly exposes the fact that bar attorneys create entrapment contracts all the time with the intention of inflicting them on unsuspecting men and women. At the very same time, the bar has done little or nothing to educate the public on the basics of either contracts or commerce. They prefer to profit from our ignorance. And judges take the position that ignorance of the law is no excuse.
Right.
Thus, leaving Americans without a paddle on a vast lake of legal mumbo jumbo.
Yep.
And that's where we're at today. And that's what hardly any of the patriots are talking about. I'm just kind of shocked.
Right. I mean, even your legislators, they don't know all the statutes. Are you kidding? I mean, you look at one title, and then you see all the subtitles. Then you go into the subtitles. I mean, it goes on and on. It's volumes. We're talking, you know, a whole set of Encyclopedia Britannicas of today would not be enough to contain one state statute.
Well, and what did that wonderful video that we've told everybody to see, Don't Talk to Police? If you're the first time you've ever heard that, oh, my gosh, you're in for a treat. It's on YouTube. Search for it. Look for it. Listen to it. Don't Talk to Police. And this was actually a lawyer telling the truth, saying there's over 6,000, I think there's more than that, statutes, and nobody could know what they all are.
Mm-hmm.
You could be arrested and accused or convicted of things you had no idea was against the law.
Correct.
We'll be
very
back.
True. Well, yep. Stay tuned to In Defense of Humanity.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Defense of Humanity, and in honor of Melvin Stamper and the topic, I'm going to read this paragraph. I've read it before, but it's in his book, Fruit from Poisonous Tree, on page 62, and you can actually get this chapter. It's in chapter 2, and we did post a link on our website, so you can get this one chapter and read it. It's the chapter is dynamite. It's probably the best chapter in his whole book. But this is what he says, and he explains to us why we have these contracts. In the 50s, the Uniform Commercial Code was adopted in most of the states as a means of unifying the generally accepted procedures for handling the new legal system of dealing with commercial fictions as though they were real. And that he's talking about the straw man. Security instruments replaced substance as collateral for debt. Security instruments could be supported by presumptive adhesion contracts. debt instruments with collateral and accommodating parties could be used instead of money. Money and the need for money was disappearing, and a uniform system of law had to be put in place to allow the courts to uphold the security instruments that depended on commercial fictions as a basis for compelling payment or performance. All of this was accomplished by the mid-1960s. Now, I just can't believe that lawyers aren't aware of that. You know, a commercial fiction. They don't own your child. They have an interest in your child by nature of the straw man. And that's what they're acting against, the straw man. We've talked about this a million times on this show. But that's where they have authority over that birth certificate, because they created the birth certificate. Mm-hmm. Now, here is a physician. This is a private contract, by the way, between the physician straw man and the father straw man. And people don't get that. Just merely by the way the physician worded the contract to parent and guardian and patient, all caps on all three items. Either he had an attorney who wrote it for him, or he knew what he was doing, or maybe he was just accustomed to seeing it that way. So he put it that way. But Ingrid, that document did not even support the obligation he has to give them some information on the vaccines. Now, let me ask you, Ingrid, when they put that in, saying the patient has to, they have the vaccine information sheets, the patient has to be given the information on the vaccine, was the intention when they did that full disclosure, or was it just what? What's the point in giving them the information on the vaccines and not giving them the right to say no?
Exactly. That's the whole thing. We have no informed consent today. There's no such thing. Or you're not going to be treated.
Wasn't that the intention at the time? Did you believe that was the intention at the time when they removed their liability? The intention at the time was to give them informed a consent?
That was the stated intention.
Oh.
On there. There's a lot of violations. But anyway, we're coming up on a break. Please stay tuned for In Defense of Humanity. We'll be at the top of the hour, so we will take callers. 800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.